93.5, 95.3.
And it's 12.05. I'm Mary Lynn with you weekdays, noon to 3.
And I'm Diane Ducey.
And every Monday at this time, we like to chase away those Monday blues with Motivation Monday.
Yeah.
Prepare for motivation because here in the studio with us is CEO of DAV Productions. He's an entrepreneur, U of I grad. Ben Brownbeck is here. How are you, Ben?
Good morning. How are you?
Thank you so much for joining. We're doing
pleasure. Great.
Very excited to have you in. And you know, networking is key in this economy more than ever. And you are a master networker. So we're going to get some networking tips. Also, you know, a U of I grad, you're back here. I know you do business for the U of I, and we'll highlight some of those achievements here in a little bit. But you're doing how many lectures this week?
Yeah, between 12 and 16, between the classes and also some extra peripheral classes afterwards.
Wow. Yeah.
Cool.
That's a lot of lecturing.
Yes, it is.
Your jaw is going to be tired by the end of the week.
It definitely is.
All right. Well, why don't we get into networking? You know, I've had the pleasure of sitting in on one of your lectures for my husband's class when you talk to entrepreneurs about being a successful entrepreneur. And one of the things that you mentioned in your lecture in that class, the four key words for business. What are those, Ben?
Well, you know, the first one is passion. I think it's the most important thing that drives an entrepreneur. It's the thing that separates somebody that's just average from someone that wants to be exceptional. And so I think passion is probably the first thing that I would tell you is important. The second is, of course, networking. And we'll talk a little bit more about that. Right. But networking is really the key to my business and the key to how I grew my business. The third is commitment, which is something that's oftentimes forgotten about, especially nowadays. And some of the students are forgetting that commitment is a major part of a job. Commit to something, follow through on it, mm-hmm. and do it. And do it well. And then the last, of course, is philanthropy. I think it's really important to give back to the community, other small businesses, and family and friends.
And you know, university students from the school.
Yes.
That's your alma mater.
Yes.
All right. So network. You're saying that it's very important for what you do now, and it was important to get you to where you are now. Can you expand on that for us?
Yeah. You know, production wasn't my major. And so a lot of how I gained business, met my clients, met my employees was through networking, meeting people through connections and saving those connections and organizing those connections. And I think the funny thing is we've all been networking since we were 6 years old. So a lot of times you're sitting by your locker as a kid getting yelled at by your teachers, but really you're making friends and making connections. And what I was able to do is turn those connections into organized ways of meeting people. And that's how I was able to gain business and gain clients and employees.
You know, a lot of us go to networking events, shake a lot of hands. You got a bunch of business cards. And how do you organize all of the people you've met and prioritize and actually make those important connections?
Well, there are just so many ways to organize. There's so many tools out there. The social networking sites are the most prevalent right now. The Facebooks, the LinkedIns. LinkedIn is a great business networking site. Allows you to connect to people through a first, second, and third degree. And, you know, that's the easiest way to stay connected is really online. Just being organized with the advent of smartphones, all your contacts are in one place at one time.
Right.
And that's really the best way to stay organized. And most people are networking already. They just don't realize it. And once they get organized with it and say, I'm going to keep my contacts organized and backed up in my phone, and then I'm also going to do the same on LinkedIn, and I'm going to do the same on Facebook, and I'm going to use Facebook as not just a social tool, but also as a business networking tool. You combine all those three things together, and now you've got the power of networking behind you, and now you've got some organization, and you can make it to be effective.
And so when you've got all these people, let's say you've got it organized, do you ever just, do you keep an eye out for people who are saying they're needing some production help, or do you reach out to people every once in a while and say, hey, this is what I do. Anybody know anybody who needs this kind of help? How do you turn that network into a business transaction?
Well, it's a little bit of everything. You know, they say, I don't know the exact stat, but, you know, friends are more likely to give your name out to somebody than your family. Mm-hmm. And so what you really want to do is you want to reach out beyond your first degree network, which is your family and even your close friends, and go a little bit further, because most of the times we gain business from other people. Mm-hmm. So you did a job, you talked to somebody, I was here, I was on the radio, somebody heard my name and they said, hey, you should call this guy. And so a lot of times it's just chasing down leads to really effectively network mm-hmm. outside of your first and second degree.
Okay, fantastic. We've got some more advice from Ben Brownbeck with DAV Productions coming up next. We're going to learn about the law of 250. What you mean by saying that you should live by the law of 250. And that is next. It's 1210 here at Connect FM on Motivation Monday. We're 93.5. 95.3, the new Connect FM. Hi there. It's 12:13. I'm Mary Lynn.
Good afternoon. Diane Ducey here.
Ben Brownbeck with DAV Productions here with us as well, CEO of that organization. And here, take a listen to this.
So you want to work for me? What makes you so special?
Well, Illinois grad.
If you watch the Illini football games at home like I do, you've probably seen those commercials running, and they are this year's public service messages. And the spots were filmed on campus. The cast made up entirely of students, faculty, and staff. And the production company, DAV Productions, Ben, your company, also oversaw the production of that. And your company was formed in 2001, right?
Yes, that's correct.
You and your partner are also a U of I grad.
Yep.
And and it's interesting, your journey, because you worked for McDonald's.
I did.
And you were in the video
Video
department.
And event services. Yeah, it was just the two of us. I was an intern, actually, at that point in time, 19 through 21, right when I was in college. So
I bet you weren't making a whole lot of money as an intern.
I was $4.25 was the minimum wage back then.
I'm surprised you didn't go march and occupy something over that. But I won't put you in the middle of that. Okay. But I mean, come on, that's incredible. And you see, you were interning. This was a passion. You ended up in Vegas with the company.
Yeah, with McDonald's, doing some freelance work, and very quickly realized that I didn't want to work for a Fortune 500 company. I love McDonald's, and I love a lot of their culture, and took a lot of it and integrated it into my business. But I just knew it wasn't for me working for a Fortune 500 company, so my business partner and I decided to leave and start DAV Productions in Las Vegas. So.
And now here you are.
And here we are.
And it's just interesting because you guys, I mean, your business was formed in your apartment.
Yeah, it was, you know, I've got this great picture when I speak that, you know, has my TV up on a road case with a tie-dye, you know, sheet over it and a little mismatched furniture and desk in the corner and a lawn chair. Mm-hmm. And it was just the entrepreneur picture of where everyone started when they started out their company.
So you start off, it's just the two of you. How many do you employ now?
There's 34 of us now full-time. We're in three different cities. And,
You've expanded well. And I mean, you've done work all over the place. In fact, you even did the pregame entertainment when the Illini were at the Rose Bowl.
Yes,
you
and guys hopefully we'll do it again this year when we go to the bowl game.
I like that talk.
Excellent, excellent. Well, Ben has been giving us some networking tips because, you know, when you start a business from the ground up, you really do have to rely on your network to help get that going. In the early days, were you able to use some of your connections through McDonald's to help you get some business?
Yeah, absolutely. We were one of the few lucky companies that, you know, were able to take our previous employers and take them on as a customer. So it's always good when you're a startup new company and you take a Fortune 500 company as your main client. No one will ever complain about that. Sadly, you know, right after we started our company, 9/11 hit. And so, you know, I'd say that we were lucky because we were small enough to survive and not big enough to be burdened by a lot of overhead. It was kind of perfect timing for us. And having McDonald's as a client really helped our business out.
Wow. Wow. That's incredible. Now, you say in your lectures, you talk about the law of 250. What does that mean?
Yeah.
250, the number. 250.
Yeah. It just says that, you know, every person knows 250 people. I think, you know, you could name off 250 people if you had to. And those 250 people know 250 people. And so the numbers I jotted down here because I don't have these memorized. But the numbers are, you know, 250 turns into 62,500. And 62,500 turns into a little over 15 and a half million. And so you see, you can really reach a large number of people just by knowing 250 people. Now you introduce someone into your network like me, who I could probably rattle off six or 7,000 numbers I've got between my phone or my computer. And now your network has exponentially grown by that. So you see with this Kevin Bacon game, this seven degrees of separation, you can reach by 4 degrees, you could reach everyone in the U.S. by 5 degrees, everyone in the world. If everyone knows 250 people. So that's where the law of 250 comes from.
Have you ever reached out to somebody in your 250, let's say, to reach somebody in that 62,500 realm? You needed to get, you know, just a few steps away. You needed to talk to the main person, and you were able to get to that person through somebody in your network.
Oftentimes, it's amazing. You know, we were pitching an event for an endowment for Kansas. And we got the opportunity to go pitch it, and I sent an email out to a couple of my endowment friends and said, hey, is there anyone that knows anyone? And of course, you know, the president of the Foundation for Illinois and the Alumni Association president both wrote letters because they turned out that they went to Kansas. So they know the president of the endowment over in Kansas. And it's just an example of somebody that I've met, I've kept in touch with, become friends with, who now was able to write a very, very nice letter. And you don't get letters from higher people at a university than I did. And that's networking.
And that gets you in front of the person you need to get in front of.
Yeah, you know, my director of sales, Ryan, he says that the table is never even. If you think that the table is even, it's just not slanted towards you. And so the idea in business is you really want to slant that table towards you. You want to have a little bit of an in. If you're comparing apples to apples, you really want your apple to be nicer. And so
definitely.
And so that's what we're trying to do here with networking, is you're trying to make it so that you have a competitive advantage over your customers, over your competitors.
You know, another statistic that you mentioned is that 75% of jobs people get are from referrals. So whether it's your company looking for a job or whether you're a person looking for a job, referrals are so key.
Yeah, it definitely is. You know, especially when looking for a job, you know, I say to the students that I speak to, I said, the problem with U of I is that they've got great students and they've got great classes and great opportunities, but a lot of times your resume is going to look a lot like the guy next to you. You took great classes, you got A's and B's, you took the same internships, you went up to Chicago and you met with the same people. And so what's going to set you apart when there's a stack of resumes on your potential employer's desk, what's going to make him stop and look at yours or read yours over the next person's? And most likely it's going to be some type of networking tip. Someone's going to have to say, hey, listen, talk to Joe, talk to Jim. He's a little bit different. He did a little bit more. He worked a little bit harder. And that's really where networking can set you apart from other people. Just knowing the right people, doing the right things, you know, that's how networking helps.
It gives you that advantage.
It does.
All right, more with Ben coming up. In fact, we're going to talk about networking up and down, another one of Ben's rules here. And here's your Connect FM 3-day forecast from the National Weather Service. We're 93.5, 95.3, the new Connect FM, and it's 12:24. Hey there, I'm Mary Lynn.
And I'm Diane Ducey.
Ben Brownback, CEO of DAV Productions, U of I grad, entrepreneur extraordinaire, and master networker, joins us for Motivation Monday. Oh, yeah.
That's a lot of pressure.
I know.
I better say something that sounds really smart now.
Well, I would say you have been. This has been great, great conversation with you and talking about networking. And thankfully, it's not over yet. Another thing that you like to say is that it's very important when it comes to networking to network up and down. What do you mean by that, Ben?
Well, it's obviously important to network up. It's very important to meet C-level people who are influential in business. They're the people you want to key into your network. But you know, time changes. People who are graduating college are going to be entry-level employees now. 5 years, they're going to be middle managers. 10 years, they're going to be managers. And 15 years, they're going to be C-level employees. So you never really know where people are going to land. And that's why I take everyone seriously. It's important to network up as well as it's important to network down.
And that's key. So now let's say you're a manager and it's a little more difficult to network down because you've got it's not like you can go out and have a couple of beers with your subordinates. So how do you network when you are a manager or C-level? Well,
you know, networking isn't always, you know, socializing. And I think a lot of times we confuse the two because they can be the same, but they also can be different. Mm-hmm. A lot of times it'll be keeping in touch with people, allowing them to be your Facebook friends, putting them on a limited profile, allowing them to follow you on Twitter. When they go out in the real world, grabbing their business card and saying, hey, listen, now that you're, you know, when you're at McDonald's, you're a manager, you're probably not going to be fraternizing with the people working on the fries, right?
Right.
But you never know. I mean, I was working on the fries, you know, less than 12, 15 years ago, I was on the fries. So you never know where people are going to end up. So it's important to manage your network. And that's when it goes back to organizing, is making sure you're organized, keeping track of people. I'm the type of friend that if we haven't talked for years, I will find you somehow, some way and reconnect with you. I have a need and a desire to connect with other people. And so therefore, you connect with someone like me, it's probably going to be easier to stay connected with people up and down. And so you really want to have that will and desire to continue to connect with people. But it doesn't always need to be on a social level. It can always be on a business or just a keeping in touch level.
Yeah. And, you know, and one thing that I've learned, too, is, you know, sometimes I'll give you a prime example. I was introduced to a really good contact through another good contact. And that contact was very helpful to me in my radio career, helped me get on some places I probably wouldn't have gotten on before. And then, you know, radio being the business that he is, he wasn't there too much longer. But I stayed in touch with him. So I think sometimes people like, oh, well, I was connecting with you for this reason. And then you just completely disregard that person, that's the wrong thing to do. You have to stay in touch with people, even if they aren't in the position to help you in the way they were before.
Yeah, I think it's important also when you're networking, you shouldn't really have a directive or an agenda when you're networking. You do it for the art of networking, and it yields something else down the road. It's not going to be immediate most of the time. Most of the time, it's going to be a long process. It could be 17 years. It could be 5 years. It could be 5 days. You never really know. But you can't really look for anything from networking. You have to be very unselfish when you're networking.
For somebody who is maybe shy, let's say, and they're listening to you right now and they're going, you know, that's a great idea. I should start doing this. How would you recommend they get started, or at least maybe for somebody who has a smaller network, how should they begin expanding that?
Well, it's not easy if you're a little bit more shy. I'll tell you, you have to choose to network. I'm very social, so I'm out meeting people, I'm out hanging out, and that's networking just by nature. That's my personality. Mm-hmm. If you're not like that, you're probably gonna have to work a little bit harder. First thing I would say is connect with someone that's got a very wide network. If you're a little bit shy, connect with someone like me who's got a huge network, because all of a sudden that opened your network up to 6,000 people as opposed to going after someone that has 250 people.
Mm-hmm.
The next thing I would suggest is, you know, if someone is out there offering themselves up, saying, hey, network with me, take my business card, I'm here speaking, you doing it, connect with that person, because that's a layup. That's the easy one. You're not going to go after people who are not handing out business cards, or people who are not trying to lecture to your class. So go for the easy ones, because there are a lot of people out there that really, truly want to help students, that really want to help other people, and take that helping hand. And
how
that's
about
probably
when you see somebody and they say, you know, I want to have a beverage, and, you know, they leave it open like that. That could mean alcoholic. It could mean coffee. How do you go about making that meeting have some punch? And what do people expect when they throw those three little words out of let's have a beverage or whatever?
Oh, well, you know, it really depends. You know, when I'm back here at Illinois speaking, I'm assuming it means an alcoholic beverage.
Uh-huh.
When you're back
on campus, those kind of buddies.
But. Yeah, you know, when you're out in the business world, it can mean anything, and you pretty much leave it up to them. You know, we do business in Vegas, and Vegas is a little bit more of a social town. So, that can mean anything. And that's a really good question, because there are meetings when you schedule and you're like, holy cow, I'm going to have to spend an hour with this person. I better think of a couple things to say.
Right.
And I'll tell you what, it's all about doing your research.
Okay.
Someone wants to meet with me, I get on LinkedIn, I get on Facebook, I find out, do they have kids, what they like, what their favorite sports are, where they work. And it gives me something to talk about, because most of the time, for someone that's social and someone that wants to network, I'm going to find a common connection. Oh, they went to Illinois. Oh, they're an advertising major, or this person wants a job. If it's something they want a job, then I'm happy to help them out, and I'd love to connect them with the right person. But there's never a right answer to that question, because there are uncomfortable lunches and there are uncomfortable drink nights.
Yeah,
and you just got to suffer through them. It's part of the deal.
Well, and I think it's good not to have an agenda and just kind of lay down a good foundation and try to make the most of it. And I like your ideas of poking around and doing a little research first.
Yeah, and, you know, without an agenda, really, I like it, because it's like a choose your own adventure. They say something, you say something, the conversation leads to something somewhere else that it wasn't intended to go.
Right.
And oftentimes than not, that's how you really get to know someone, when they come here with an agenda. And that's also a good tip for people who are going to lunches is, you know, have an idea of what you'd like. You really want to connect with this person, but outside of that, just let it be free and see what happens, because you never know where it's going to go. You might land a job, you might land a husband or wife, you never know. Yeah. You know, networking has been known, as we were talking about in the break, to lead to other things than jobs. So good things. So.
Okay, good. Thanks, Ben.
And I mean, now, but, you know, sometimes you are setting up a meeting with somebody to talk about something specific. And I think it's key to, you know, make sure that you don't just sit down and just start drilling them with business stuff. I mean, again, what you were talking about, your research, hopping on those social media sites, learning all you can about that person allows you to have some nice small talk and ease into conversation.
You don't want to bowl them over. And, you know, it's like it has a lot to do with social, being able to be social, carry a conversation. 99% of the people can do it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the 1% that can't probably could if they tried really hard. Some people aren't as comfortable. Some people are a little bit more awkward, but it's easy just to say, how's your family? How's the weather? You could talk about sports. I mean, there's so many things you could start out with and ease into. Hey, are you ready to talk about the project, the proposal? Do you want to talk about this, or do you want to grab food first? And there's always ways to ease into it.
There you go. So that you don't have that uncomfortable moment. It's like you're finally ready to say something. You've got the guts. And then the food comes down.
Right.
Yeah, we've always, or the waiter comes and interrupts you. Yeah. There's always an uncomfortable. But, you know, if you have an agenda, one thing I've learned the hard way is you have to have an agenda when you if you're meeting to network, that's one thing.
Yeah.
But if you're meeting for a business meeting,
yeah,
you have to have an agenda. You have to know where it starts, where it finishes. And you can pepper the middle with whatever you want. But you need to know. You need to have an agenda.
Stay focused.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Have a little bit of an outline in your head for
otherwise,
sure.
Otherwise, it'll be a four-hour lunch.
Exactly.
Probably expensive.
One more tip when it comes to networking that you like to tell college students. But I think as adults, we need to remember this too. The name tag. If you're at an event with a name tag, make sure you wear it on the right side.
Yes. I mean, that's the line of sight. As soon as you shake someone's hand, print large and legibly. I like to say, put a little something underneath their name that says something about what you want to do. If you're at a business networking function, say, you know, entrepreneur major or something like that, so people can identify you, because you want to give someone something to talk to you about. That's mm-hmm. the whole idea of networking. And so make it large and legible, and yeah, the rest is kind of a no-brainer, right?
And put it on the right side. I'm a lefty. I always want to put it on the left side, but
well, unless you want to start shaking hands with your left hand, it's not going to work.
True. Yeah, I know. All right, and one more thing before we let you go, a bonus question, if you will, okay. Ben, because today is National Bosses Day.
I didn't get anything from my employees today. That's surprising.
Oh, well,
maybe
you're not there.
Maybe they'll send something.
Maybe they didn't catch on to this, but yeah. But you know, you're a boss. And so what would you say is key for being a good boss? We're assuming that you're a good boss.
I like to think, I'll tell you what, from an entrepreneur's perspective, it's been a rough couple of years. It's been a rough year for all bosses. Any bosses out there listening, I think you know what I'm talking about. And so just being one with your team and respecting them, you know, they not asking them to do anything that you're not willing to do. And keeping your word, that's been the hardest thing throughout the economy, because situations and circumstances financially and a business landscape change by the minute. Mm-hmm. And so making sure that your big vision ideas are wide enough and broad enough to be able to keep your promises to your people, that's the thing that will settle their minds and make them feel comfortable with following you. Because really, I don't care if you have 2 employees or 34 employees like I do, you really want these people to follow you and trust you. And when you have the answers, know that they're right or they're mm-hmm. right for them. And so I'd say to be a good boss, just, you know, be a good person, and people will want to follow.
Excellent. Well, Ben, we could talk to you forever, mm-hmm. I swear. But want to thank you so much for coming in for Motivation Monday today. You'd never done a radio interview before?
I have never done a radio interview.
Yeah, right. Get you some big applause for that. Hang on a second. There you go. Your first radio interview, Ben Brownback. And you can, and where can folks find you online, Ben?
They can find me on all the social networking outlet sites. So.
Okay. Ben Brownback, Ben That's Brownback, right. Ben Brownback. DAV Productions is on Facebook as well. So it's all there. All right. Well, thanks a lot for coming in.
Thanks
really appreciate
me.
It. It's 12:34 Connect FM.